Welcome to Hammer Down. Down.
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs. I will be talking first. I am coming out of these offices, those Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. He will be joining us, Pat McAfee, in a second. Next to him will be my friend Kyle Gump Cathcart.
Thank you, sir.
At Bubba Gumpino on Twitter. He tweets out his picks every single day and does a damn good job doing it. Isn't that right?
You love it, Tony. You love it.
I do. Does everyone love it?
Some days they do. Some days they don't.
Mike.
Gump, man, loving that flannel. That's impressive.
Thank you, sir.
He got a lot of compliments when he walked in this morning, Mike.
That's impressive, man. I like it.
You can tell where I'm going on Sunday night with this shirt.
Yeah, I could see it.
Mike, like we all do. Speaking of Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, host of the Lombardi Line, the GM Shuffle Pod, subscribed to The Daily Coach and writes for The Athletic. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. I'm doing great. Excited for the game tonight. Excited for this weekend. So I'm doing great.
Can you believe that some of the people on the internet, Gumpy has been giving out winner after winner after winner, but they still bitch at him on the internet?
Well, you can't make anybody happy. I mean, you know, I've seen like some videos that you think are the greatest videos in the world, and you see there's eight people that have thumbs down to it. So you can't win. I mean, you can't make the line you can't make everybody happy is true.
No, you're 1,000% right. How did we do on Tuesday night? Did you have the Ravens, Gumpy?
I didn't make a pick on Tuesday, actually.
Oh, yeah. I had the Amari Cooper under.
Pat had the Ravens.
Pat had the Ravens. Michael, did you do anything on?
I did not. That line was too close for me to touch, so I didn't take it. But, you know, it's for me, I know Aikman was killing the Cowboys, and rightly so. They just don't look very well coached. They do not look like they can stop anything. And I think, you know, as an executive, you're always looking for an answer. Like, you know, you're not very good. You know, you're playing with some players that probably aren't NFL caliber. But you got to believe you could solve some problems. And the Cowboys just look like no matter how much time off they have, they can't solve any problems.
Yeah, and Mike, there's been a lot of talk, and we've been talking about it a lot in the office. Like, how hands on is Jerry Jones? Does a lot of this come back on his lap? Because I assume you would know more than we know.
Well, I think Jerry sets the culture. I mean, look, the reason he fired Jimmy is because he doesn't give himself the title of the GM because he doesn't want to be recognized. I mean, you know, he's in the building. He's involved. Steve and his son's involved, and they're tremendous people. They really are. They run the team. They bought the team. It's their money. They want to run it. So, you know, they do listen to outside, but I think the actual – you know, the actual day-to-day implementation of the team, Jerry learned a lot from Al Davis. And the difference is when Al ran the Raiders, he ran the team. He watched practice tape. He coached. He did everything. Jerry's never really done all that. And yet he still wants to control the team. I mean, the fact that Kellen Moore stayed on you hired an offensive coach and Kellen Moore stayed there means that Jerry wants to be able to have an influence in everything that goes on, which is his right as an owner. It also means that they haven't been to a conference championship game since 1995, and they haven't been able to win very much since 2000.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think blows me away that the Browns are getting a point on Sunday against the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an even game. I have it as my line's 0.068. I still have the Ravens slightly ahead of them.
Oh, really?
I think you're right. I mean, I think that's – look, if they would have given the line to Baltimore, I think we would have seen a lot of Cleveland action. I think they want to keep it so that – it's going to be balanced action because when you put a one up there, you're either saying, why don't you take, if you want Baltimore, don't get screwed, take the money line, you know?
I was looking to see what the public betting on that game was so far. And that's a great lead in, Gumpy, because what I wanted to do today was talk about the games with playoff implications because there's a lot of them. That game, Ravens-Browns, Ravens are currently getting 55% of the tickets and 60% of the money. And I said it earlier on Pat's show, if the Browns, if they show up and if they beat the Ravens, then I'll take them seriously. And if not, I'll consider them the Browns, and they beat the teams that they should have beat this year, and they haven't beat the teams that that they normally do not beat.
I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
What do we think weather-wise? 35 and windy.
Paisan, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, Patrick. How are you? How's your neck?
Neck feels good. The body feels good. Last night it wasn't great, but this morning I woke up feeling good. I actually got down a 4-point stance while talking to DeMarcus Ware earlier and kind of exploded off the ball. I feel like I got a pretty good get off too.
I bet you run a good 10.
Well, 10's not bad. You know, my best is really, I think, that 20 to 30. You know, when I'm like the body, because I'm 235 right now, 240. So I get a little bit of weight behind, I get going. 20 to 30, I'm good. 10's not bad. But once you get past that, I start slowed down. I'm not built for a long time. I'm built for a good time. You know what I mean? Paizan, we betting the Rams tonight or what?
You know, the lines, this is one of those games. Of course, you know, my son's in it, so I'm not betting anything. But
true.
This is one of those where I think we as bettors, people listen to this pod, have to pay really close attention to. So this is a line that has just the Patriots have just 52% of the tickets, and they only have 35% of the money count. Mm-hmm. However, the line opened at 6, and right now it's at 4.5.
Billy Walters in there.
The line is getting easier for the Rams to cover, even though they're getting most of the
money. No money. They're getting all the money.
Yeah.
And so there's something. It's like last week, Pittsburgh, Washington. Pittsburgh was you know, had that line, but the money was moving towards Washington.
God so damn it.
When I handicapped this game, for me, and again, this is, I think Belichick understands what he has to do to play golf.
Yeah.
Right. I think he has a really good handle on McVay. I think he knows this game. When we watch this game tonight, focus on Blythe, the center, focus on Corbett, the right guard, focus on Edwards, the left guard. Those three inside players, that's where the game will be decided. And Belichick will cover those up, or they'll put 2-on-3, and they will try to pressure Goff in the paint, in the middle of the field, and force him to throw the ball early and get hit often.
If this is any other coach than Belichick, what do you think this spreads at, Mike?
8.
Yeah.
Legit, too. Like, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I whatever reason, I just don't know. And you just pointed out, obviously, the center and the guards there, the middle of the pocket. I don't know if they can. I guess the Chargers, a team that had their head coach tell them they had no chance of making the playoffs when they did have a chance to make the playoffs and then they get blown out or whatever. Have they been a team? I guess they're ranked 24th or something in the NFL on Patriots sack percentage or whatever. Yep. They haven't been able to get to the quarterback. And you're saying that they're going to work games to make that happen because that's how you beat Goff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I think if you watch the last two games, they did it. They started it against Arizona. When I didn't think they had a chance to beat Arizona, they put Adam Butler over the Arizona center, and they caused all sorts of problems for Murray. And then last week against Herbert, they covered up those inside guys, and their defensive line, whether it was Wise, Butler, Lawrence Guy, they gave a lot of problems. They bring Uche in, this kid number 53. They put him over the guards. He's got quickness, and they run games with him inside, and they basically get people in the paint. They don't have a legitimate big-time blue-chip defensive lineman, but the last 2 weeks they've played at a blue-chip level with their line. Fuck.
What do your numbers have this at, Mike?
My numbers had it at the line when it opened at 6. My number was exactly 6 when it opened on a 44.5 on a 44.5 total.
That's now I'm the under is quite tasty to me tonight, Mike.
I think the unders, it's going to be a game where it's a playoff game. We're going to get a playoff game tonight. The Patriots know if they don't win this game, they're not going to make the playoffs. It's going to be really hard.
And the Rams on the other side, with the Seahawks loss, they have a chance to win the division now.
That's right. So it's really a playoff game, and it's going to come down to that. So I think defensively, both teams. I don't know how my problem is. You know, when you visualize the game, I don't have a visualization of how the Patriots can move the ball. They're going to have to methodically move it. Now, when they played Denver earlier in the season after COVID, they struggled against Fangio's defense. Now they're playing Fangio's defense again tonight. So they've had a repetition with it. So they get a kind of another look at it, which I think we don't talk enough about. Like we talked about this on Monday. Brian Daboll against Robert Saleh was really his third time against Seattle's defense. Every time you get a chance to play against somebody, like the Giants this week play Arizona. So they get another running quarterback after they played Russell Wilson. That really helps you.
So the Patriots have used 21 personnel more than any team in the NFL, and the Rams have seen it less than or the Rams have only seen it less than four teams all year long.
Yeah. So the first thing we have to look at tonight is when they put 21 on there is what the Rams are in. That's the number one thing we should, the announcer should say, okay, the Patriots are in 21, the Rams are in their nickel, or the Rams are in their base defense. And then that's really where the game's going to be. And then from there, we're going to see what the Patriots decide to do and how they operate out of that base. And if they can keep them in that base formation to throw it and to keep them in that, or they go to nickel on second and 10 and how they play that chess match.
Personally, I think the Rams are insane if they go nickel on first down against Cam.
I don't disagree, but look, the Arizona went goal line against them on first and 10. Arizona was in a 4-4 front on first and 10.
I thought, man, I felt so good about the Rams before I walked in here. You know, I was just cleaning some things up here. I felt so good about the Rams, and now it's just like the Belichick factor is such a real one. Like, you have to know that Belichick is probably going to keep this very close.
Well, I think, you know, if you've watched him work, I mean, you know he knows the team better than anybody. Jed Fish, their quarterback coach, was the Rams quarterback coach the last 2 years. So, you know, they've had success against this style. And McVay's a hell of a coach, too. You know, and McVay's going to have some wrinkles in what he tries to do. It'll be a good chess matchup, I think, on both elements. Josh McDaniels against Brandon Staley will be a good matchup as well, you know, and to see how they operate. But once again, I think whenever you have a way to where you've played against the scheme, you understand it. You know, like anytime us as bettors know a New England coach is going to go against the Seattle scheme, they're going to put up yards. They know how to attack it fundamentally, historically.
Jeez. So Belichick has won 10 of 11 on Thursday. And then Newton is 2-6-1 against the spread in his career on Thursday.
Oh, those are a little contradicting stats there, Gumpy.
Is there anything to McVay potentially overcoaching? Because we played it on Pat's show after the Super Bowl. He said that he was outcoached by Belichick. Is there anything to that?
Well, I think it's going to come down to his ability to adjust, right? I think Bill's going to want to see in the first quarter what the game plan is, what they've done to what Bill thinks they're doing as opposed to what he thinks they're going to do. And then Bill's going to make an adjustment, and we're going to see what Sean does off that adjustment. Sean didn't get out-coached in the Super Bowl. I think he got out-adjusted in the Super Bowl. He didn't adjust.
Well, isn't that coaching?
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it isn't like you got to learn on the fly. You got to do it on the fly. You know, that's where I think Anthony Lynn gets in a little bit of trouble. There's no flying.
He's got the special team. He's got the special teams now, though, Mike. He's good.
What happened?
He's taking over special teams for the rest of the year.
That's good.
You know, what's funny is, you know, all the analytical people will say to you, special teams are meaningless. They don't count, yada, yada, yada. And he spends all his time in the kicking game, you know. And because he knows that if you get up, and Pat, this is one of his things for you, you get 100 yards in the kicking game, you're going to win the game.
Yes, sir. The kicking game matters to everybody that knows football.
That's right.
That's anytime I hear somebody on the internet say, get rid of kicking or whatever, I'm like, you know, Lombardi, he coached football. He was okay with it. Bill Belichick, uh-huh. He's super invested in the kicking game. I think he knows a little bit more about football than you do. He loves the kicking game. It feels like people that know football understand its value. It's just every other fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't make enough out of when you get a penalty on the kicker.
Oh.
Like, that's really, like, the biggest crime you can commit. And yet, us on television, it's just there's a, you know, flag on the play, you know, and the ball goes from the 45, now it's on the 15. No big deal, right? You know, like, seriously, that's huge.
You just dropped a, like, 45% chance of scoring right there, just off of one hold or block in the back.
And we'll never see the replay of it because the TV doesn't think it's any important. It's not very important.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you got that quarterback starting at his 8 every single time instead of the 50, a little bit different ball game all of a sudden.
That's why Weatherford should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl.
Weatherford?
Yep.
Yeah, he had 5 or 6 inside the 10. He's from Indiana.
Starting position of the Patriots that Super Bowl was the 24-yard line.
Not good. Can't have it. Won't win with it. Can't win with it.
Can't win with it.
Can't win with it.
Mike, I have a selfish – before we make the picks, I have a selfish question here because I'm pretty worried. After Monday night performance, if the Steelers play like that,
oh, Bills, tough.
No, I'm not worried about like this. I'm talking about like long term.
Oh, Jesus!
Like playoffs. Like I'm a little concerned right now, Mike.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the quarterbacks that they faced, other than Deshaun Watson in week two, you know, Lamar put some numbers on him running, turned it over. You ask yourself, what quarterback have they really played well? Wentz moved the ball late in the game, they didn't play, and he hasn't played well all year. I think that's the concern. I don't think you can win football games throwing it 50 times. Ben's at 6.44 yards per attempt. You can't win games under 7 yards per attempt in the National Football. You're not going to beat playoff teams at that level. And I think the Munchak, more than ever, I think Munchak leaving for Denver last year has probably hurt this team more than ever. And Mike only left because his kids live in Denver and he wanted to be around his grandkids. And Tomlin really, you know, didn't want to lose Mike. He didn't fire Mike. He just felt like, as a human being, I got to let Mike do what he wants to do. So I think that really hurts them. Their offensive line play, especially as it relates to the running game, doesn't have the earmarks of a team that can compete in playoff games.
Yeah, Munchak, his loss hasn't really been felt in pass protection because they get rid of the ball so quickly, and that's part of the yards per attempt, and everyone's getting their hands up now in the passing lanes, and Ben's getting everything blocked down. But yeah, in the run game, they just can't.
They hate Randy over there, though.
Yeah, Randy Fichtner stinks.
They hate him, and Pittsburgh hates. I asked the internet for some questions for the show today, and I got 15. If Randy Fichtner is an NFL coach, what does a fucking terrible coach look like? Like, I got a lot of those. I'm like, Randy.
Got any info on that guy, Mike?
You know, I it's interesting. Bruce Arians got fired there because he wouldn't run the ball. And Randy got promoted because they were going to be more balanced, and they're not. So, you know, I think that when you watch him, I think that he's doing what he thinks Ben can give him the best chance at doing, at winning right now. You know, Ben gets through that ball so quick. I mean, it's hard to get yards per attempt with the way he gets that ball out of his hands so damn quick.
Now, if you're making they've won 11 games. So if you're putting together a strategy to win games, I don't think it matters, right? It's just like at some point you're going to need to be able to do something else. That's what everybody's saying, basically. Now, when you look at tonight's game, and I don't want to pivot on Diggs here, I apologize. No, but McDaniels is okay if they throw the ball for 67 yards. Like, what do you think they do tonight on offense? Is this just going to be run heavy, keep the Rams off like they have been doing, or is he going to have to throw the ball a little bit? What do you think is going to happen with that defensive line with the Rams? How do you see this whole thing going?
I think he's going to take profits. So I think the one misnomer about the Rams is they're a more zone team than they are man-to-man. You know, because they have Jalen Ramsey, everybody thinks they're a man-to-man, lock you down. They play a lot of zone, keep the ball in front of them. And there's throws on early downs that the scheme will give you. And I think he'll take some of those throws. I think they will run the football. I think they'll run different runs. I think they'll run the zone. They'll run the wham. They'll run gap schemes. They'll run zone schemes. I think they'll do things that they have to do because they know if they open up the formation that they can't throw the ball 50 times and win. You know, and they're going to try to play good defense, win field position with the kicking game. But I think they'll make more throws, play action pass. I think they won't leave anything in the basket. I think they're going to come out and do as much as they can do, like they played Baltimore, kind of like they played Baltimore. Just try to wear them down as the game goes on.
That under is beautiful, huh?
Yeah, let's get into since if you had to make a lean, it sounds like you may be leaning to the Patriots, Michael.
You know, I mean, I'm a numbers guy now. I don't have any more leans left in me after I'm done. So, I mean, my number says take the Rams, but, you know, I think that you have to be aware of where this line is moving today, especially in light of low ticket count and line movement.
Gumpy?
I have a very big worry about the Rams putting back-to-back games together. They're 1-4 against the spread, their last 5 following against the spread win.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want to take a side here. Under is 5-2, last 7 meetings. 5-0 Rams last 5 is a home favorite. 5-0 Rams last 5 home games. 7-2 Rams last 9 games. 20-8 Rams last 28 as a favorite.
Here we go.
Patriots 4-0 their last 4. And 4-1 their last 5 as an underdog. I'll take the undy.
Okay, so we got an under here. I'll go Rams and under.
All
I'm only going Rams, by the way, because how loud I was about the Rams. I don't like the pick at all.
I wanted to go Patriots just to show up AJ, but I didn't do it.
I don't like the Rams at all, but I've been so loud about it, I have to take it. So I'm going to take it. I've learned a lot during this show about why.
Who's AJ?
AJ Hawk. Buried me in my numbers.
I got you. All right. I was wondering who was. I thought I missed somebody. I want to know who's on the diet program. I saw somebody today on the couch on the diet.
Zito. Yeah. DeMarcus Ware has this app. It's $99 for a year. And he has augmented reality in your pocket where I think a hologram pops up and works out for you in your gym.
I got to get on that program.
Like, I want to take the Patriots because of all the numbers, but Cam Newton throws one of those lazy pick sixes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's you know, it's set up for the Rams to do what they have to do against a team that can't score a lot. Rams offense should be more explosive. And, look, I think the one thing I would recommend to people is watch that first quarter, and if you get that look from Jared Goff, bet against them.
I'm with you here, Pat.
What?
Both. I'm taking the same as you.
Hey, fuck it. Let's go to Looney Bin together.
Fuck it. We're going to Looney Bin together.
Let's do it, man. I'm with it. Let's go.
It just seems like because the – so on Monday, the line movement said take the Redskins. Sorry, football team. That's on me.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I fucked up. And then –
Jesus.
And then there was same line movement in the late game that was indicating maybe the 49ers, and then Josh Allen was like, you know what? Fuck that line movement. And then you got similar tonight saying, hey, take the Patriots.
That line movement, though, Tone, that was line movement that went from one team as the favorite to the other team. The Washington line movement was the line was etching, it was slowly going down.
Yeah.
Those line movements, and Gump has these numbers, I'm sure, better than I do, but those line movements have been very deceiving.
Very.
Like last week, we saw Cleveland. The line opened at 3, went shot up right to 5, right? Mm-hmm. That line movement there, then it came back down. There's all different types of line movement. I think the ones that went from there was a team 1 week was the underdog and then they became the favorite. And I'm not sure that that's always the case. I think that line movement's always there. I never understood why Buffalo wasn't the favorite in that game.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either.
All right, but yeah, I'm unfortunately Rams in the under.
That's what we're doing?
Rams in the under.
All right, here we go. Good for
God
us.
God bless.
God bless. You know, you gave us a bunch of reasons why we shouldn't, but
hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, I'm a proud papa, so I'm just gonna watch this and hopefully he has his mask up when they go to the sidelines so his mother can't the fact that he's gonna get fined and lose his whole entire salary. So these are the conversations that go on in my house.
Hey, will you just wear your goddamn mask, okay? They're fining you your entire salary.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, thank Mike. You, Bison. See ya.
All right.
Rams 6-2-1 against the spread. Their last 9 as a home favorite.
I like that.
Seems like you want to come with us.
Those are stats you didn't fucking put out earlier.
Seems like you want to come with us.
Hey, I put out a lot of fair stats.
I just don't trust the Patriots offense.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick's over there.
So yeah, like, that's the worrisome part.
But I bet against the Patriots earlier and won.
2 weeks ago against the Cardinals, they didn't do anything there.
Either. Yeah, we're going to do it again.
All right. Yeah, Rams in the under.
Rams in the under.
Rams in the under.
What are we even thinking?
Hammer!
That.